Erotica. The title of this post is Young, Dumb, and Full of Both My Roommates Come. Sit back and enjoy the story.
Moving from small town Illinois, I had just finished setting up my room in a cramped New York apartment with two roommates whom I had met on Craigslist. It was exciting to leave my small town behind me as I had just gone through a bad breakup with my ex during the move. We were the perfect couple. He was the all-state tight end for the football team, and I was smart, artsy girl that everyone liked. Well, the other girls didn't like me. At 54, a colorful half-sleeve tattoo on my upper right arm, 34 degrees Celsius breasts, silky brunette hair, and a healthy workout diet undeniably attracted male attention. That, and I was known for giving head under the bleachers to one or two guys at a time. That indeed made me very popular. And more importantly, nothing is more satisfying than a man stuffing his hard cock deep in my throat and shooting a full load as I gulp down everything I've milked out. The way a throbbing cock spurts, its hot load, and then it slides down your throat as the next guy lines up for his turn is orgasmic to me. Honestly, I'm such a nympho that it's the next best thing to having a man fill me up with his cock and then dump his seed inside me. Anyway, let's just say my ex wasn't happy I was moving halfway across the country to start school at New York Institute of Art and Design, particularly with two new male roommates. Knock, knock, I heard as two light thuds hit the door as it slightly creaked open. Come on in, I shouted. Hey, Becky, I'm Paul. Nice to officially meet you, he began as he waved from the entrance of the doorway. We are excited to have you around. It'll be nice to have another person around here. Ben normally works nights with his job, so it'll be great having some company. Aha, you just want to meet all my hot friends, I teased as I winked. Paul was definitely a looker. I recalled his apartment posting saying he was a personal trainer at a nearby gym, and it definitely showed. His thick brunette hair and Italian muscles bulged out of his athletic shirt, outlining his chiseled 60 to frame. No doubt he had a six-pack. I bit my lip and played with my hair before I caught myself. Well, I mean, he stammered. I guess that can't hurt. He smiled, his pearly whites highlighted by his mocha skin. Ha, it's okay. I'm sure there will be plenty of easy girls in my art classes. After all art girls are easy. I smiled wryly. But after all, shouldn't you be worried? Isn't Ben a model or something? Personal trainer versus a model, I bet model wins every time, I joked. Yeah, Ben works for Abercrombie, but he's a type, you know. If you want that blonde, take home to mom type, then sure, Ben is your guy. But if you want rough, fun, and the best night of your life, I'm your man. I'll have to see what Ben says about that, he laughed. I was right, you are going to be a fun roommate. Hey, anyway, let's do an apartment dinner to welcome you once Ben wakes up, and we can hit the town for some drinks to show you around. I'm going to shower off and then swing by when you are ready if you want to join. Sure, sounds great. I'll swing by in a bit. Cool, he responded as he left, closing the door behind him. My motor was running. Paul was a stone-cold fox. There's no doubt in my mind he would be a phenomenal lay. My mind fixated on what he would look like naked. I took a few minutes to check my emails and call my friend, Sarah, to tell her about how steamy Paul was. After hanging up, it dawned on me that I didn't know what to wear for our night out. Was it going to be fancy or casual? I exited my room and approached Paul's door. I gave a solid knock on it, and the door popped ajar, revealing Paul on his bed, pants around his ankles, savagely tugging on his erect cock. My goodness, it was the biggest cock I had ever seen. No, 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 don't come in, he shouted as he tried to cover himself with a blanket. Stop, no, I'm busy, he tried. I entered anyway. Shh, it's okay, Paul. Every guy does it. It's healthy. I moved toward him and sat next to him on his bed. A confused look covered his face as I plopped down next to him. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. Besides, I got a quick peek, and that's by far the most impressive dick I have ever seen. But I'm more upset you didn't ask for help. His eyes widened. A pause filled the air. Would you like me to help you? Speechless, he slowly nodded. Good, now let's get this out of the way. I licked my lips as I removed the blanket, exposing his throbbing cock, my petite hands looking so small next to it. I gently scraped my fingernails along one of the sides. Oh, honey, this is the biggest cock I've ever seen, I told him. Now, let me take care of you. Delicately, I grasped his cock, slowly jerking it up and down. I could feel his pulse throbbing as I clutched his bulging member. With my other hand, I began to cup his balls, smiling at him. "I can tell you have a big load for me," I informed him as I spit on the tip of his cock. Running my hand over the spit to create lubricant started his hips to gyrate. "That's a good boy. There you go," I muttered to him as his hands grasped his bedsheet, my pace increasing as my hand pumped his cock. "Don't come too quickly now, Paul. Enjoy it," I instructed. "Besides, I want your cum down my throat." He let out an audible guttural moan. "Paul, you don't want to wake, Ben," I hushed him as he writhed around in ecstasy. My hand gingerly slid up and down the entire length of his nearly 9-inch cock. A slick slapping noise reverberated again and again. "It seems like you like this, so how about I step it up a notch?" I said as I licked my lips and planted my mouth around his tip. My teeth delicately pulled back under my lips, sliding over his girth down to where my hand awaited, bobbing up and down on his cock. Tasting his pre-cum as it trickled out was turning me on. I needed his cum. I needed it badly. I hadn't had a man's cum down my throat or in me in weeks. I stroked harder and harder, bobbing up and down, as Paul writhed in bliss beneath me. Slowly I pulled back. "Paul, there's something I need you to do," I started as I rolled onto my back, never letting go of his firm cock. "I want you to fuck my throat as hard as you can. And don't stop until I've gotten every last drop," I emphasized. He jumped up. "You don't have to tell me twice." He scurried to the side of the bed where I sat with my head upside down hanging off the bed. My mouth salivated for his giant cock. He slid the tip in my mouth, slowly penetrating down my throat. Small thrusts at first, a couple inches at a time as my throat opened. His hips rocked as his girth went deeper and deeper into my throat. His cock glistened with my saliva as I pulled his ass cheeks closer into me, pulling his whole length into my mouth. Paul fucked faster and faster now, increasing his pace as my throat consumed his whole length. "Oh God, Becky," he muttered. "Your mouth feels so fucking good. Holy shit." His cock throbbed against the roof of my mouth. "Fuck, this is amazing. This feels so fucking good." My pussy dripped, soaking my panties. Being Paul's little cumslet was a fantasy. I yearned for him to shoot his load. Nothing was better than being a guy's fuck toy, bringing him to his knees with your body as you milk out their cum. He pounded deeper and deeper, faster and faster. I could tell he was going to come soon. His cock throbbed and his balls began tightening. "Oh, Becky, oh fuck," he stuttered. "I'm going to come." His last few thrusts slammed into sputtering as he rammed his length one last time deep into her mouth as his cock unleashed an avalanche of cum. Spurt after spurt of hot load sliding down my throat. Gulp, 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 gulping every last morsel of his cum down. As he shook and his ABS tightened, bent over and out of breath, he finally paused. "Becky, my goodness," he panted as he slid his cock from her mouth. A string of juices still sticking from my mouth clung onto his withdrawing erection. I used my thumb to gather the cum strand and licked it down off of my fingers as I smiled up at him. Out of breath, he collapsed onto the bed next to me. "Where did you say you were from again? I need to move there." I rolled over and patted him on his stomach. "Now next time, just come ask for help. Got it?" "Absolutely." Panting, he countered. "But I'll let you know, I jerk off like 4 times a day." "Well, it looks like we will have a pretty full schedule then," I replied as I headed for the door. "Besides, if you think that was good, imagine what it would be like to shoot your load in my pussy," I said as I walked out without looking at him. I could hear his jaw hit the floor. "Maybe after dinner," he yelled back. "Maybe, maybe indeed."